Chapter 15 Further Advice on How to Fight Skillfully, the enemies we are to engage, and the courage necessary to fight them. You have seen the conduct that must be observed to gain the victory over self, and to attain the necessary virtues. To do this with greater facility and speed, we must not be content with exhibiting our courage but a single time. It is necessary to return so often to the battle, particularly when engaged with self-love, that at last we can judge all those our friends from whom we receive the most cruel and mortifying injuries. It frequently happens that where this kind of combat is shirked, the victories are harder, very imperfect, less frequent, and soon lost again. Fight, therefore, with great determination. Do not let the weakness of your nature be an excuse. If your strength fails you, ask more from God. He will not refuse your request. Consider this: if the fury of your enemies is great, and their numbers overwhelming, the love which God holds for you is infinitely greater. The angel who protects you and the saints who intercede for you are more numerous. There are many women who, through these considerations, have baffled the wisdom of the world, conquered the allurements of the flesh, triumphed over the malice of the devil. Do not, therefore, lose heart. Although you may think that it is a difficult task to absorb the attacks of so many enemies, that this warfare will continue your entire lifetime, and that inescapable ruin threatens you on all sides, but remember this: neither the power nor the trickery of your enemies can hurt you without the permission of Him for whose honor you fight. He delights in this kind of battle and, as far as possible, encourages everyone to engage in it, but He is so far from permitting your enemies to accomplish their evil plans that He will fight on your side and sooner or later crown your endeavors with victory, though the battle may end only with your life. All He asks of you is that you defend yourself courageously, and that, despite any wounds you may receive, you never lay down your arms or leave the battleground. You must not shirk your duty. This war is unavoidable, and you must either fight or die. The obstinacy of your enemies is so fierce that peace and arbitration with them is utterly impossible. Dash.